Hi, I'm Smriti. I moved to Seattle about 5.5 months ago. I work as a lawyer in a local law firm that works on privacy and data security. That's me. And I know you work for the Evergrey, and I love it. It's one of the first newsletters that I subscribe to, so.
Cool. I'll quickly say I'm Monica Guzman. I'm a journalist. I've been in Seattle going on 11 years, and my latest project is the Evergrey, which is a daily newsletter to help folks connect to the city.
One of the things that came off to me was the other journalist that picked up on the newcomers adding to the sort of, I hate to use the word burden, but like coming off to the city as more of a liability and obliging the city and making it answerable for its adaptability issues. I was just curious, as a newcomer, I'm asking you this, what are your thoughts on newcomers' responsibility for Seattle's growth and its growth tensions and adaptability challenges?
That's a really tough one. There's so much to untangle with that. I think that in a way you have to split off the statistic and the trend from the collection of human beings, right? So the statistic and the trend very clearly shows that the growth is being led by a lot of new people coming into the city, that the rise in rents and all change in cultures in some places, some of the forces pushing people out of neighborhoods they've been in a long time, it's difficult not to attribute at least some of that to the people coming into the city. And then you set that aside. The people coming into the city are human beings who are each coming for their own reasons. A lot of them, like, I've met a lot of other people, really brilliant, awesome, wonderful people, right? Who, to me, are just like nothing but, like, first of all, awesome human beings who deserve, you know, to live as good a life as anybody else, but also, what a resource, right? Just really cool people coming into the city. So it's difficult because I've been here 11 years. If I had been here 40, 50 years, right, I probably would have made deeper connections with the way the city, quote unquote, was.
Right.
And it's easy for me to sit here as an 11-year Seattleite, a journalist, very used to being curious and open-minded, and say, you know, it doesn't really bother me or that, but I get it, right? When I hear someone who's been here a long time talk about what they feel has been lost and who they want to blame, I get it. But when I hear from newcomers, you know, that, hey, I'm here in this city is awesome, I'm getting this pushback that I don't feel I necessarily deserve, I'm getting this burden placed on me, while at the same time, and this is your point, while at the same time I'm being pushed away, and that doesn't make sense to me. I'm here right. As a human being who wants to do, like, be all I want is a community. You put this in a great way. I actually wrote it down in my notebook later, and I hoped I captured it word for word, but you said, I want a group of people I can relate to, people I can talk to and who will talk to me. And at the end of the day, that's what any of us wants, right?
Yeah.
So if a city is starting to do this us versus them thing,
yeah,
who is ultimately helped?
Exactly.
Nobody.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, yeah. I mean, my challenge was like, how to feel welcome as a newcomer when you get this pushback. And I guess that's sort of a two-way process. It comes with city offering its steps for integration to me, and then like me offering the city what I bring with myself, and like me wanting to be integrated, and like some of the things that I guess a newcomer would do is like acknowledge the problems. Like, okay, I mean, like you said, the statistics problem. Some things, I mean, it's true that like the newcomers are bringing, the house prices have gone up and all of that. Like, the first step is acknowledging those problems, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, that seems kind of right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I am overwhelmingly concerned with division overall.
Yeah.
Right? Just division is okay as long as it leads to different groups of people getting into their tribes, better understanding themselves so that they can come back as a bigger, better whole.
Yeah.
That's where, like, division, I'm okay with division. As long as it's just a part of a cycle that ends with people seeing the best in each other and working together.
Yeah.
What scares me is that maybe that's not where it's headed.
Yeah. No, it's, I was just telling someone that, like, saying this, that the newcomers are responsible for all the challenges that the city is going through, otherwise it was a better world, is not very different from what is being said outside, that, like, immigrants are taking away your jobs. Right. It's the same thing. Mm-hmm. And we are not, Seattle hasn't ever stood for that. Seattle has always said that we welcome everybody. This is a city for all. Mm-hmm. Come here, feel welcomed, make it home. And like to say that, you know, this is, you don't want to make it a binary conversation. There's right. a systemic issue that is out there to solve, be it housing crisis, be it like cost of living, you know, making a city a very inclusive one that you know, that fosters growth for everyone and anyone. I mean, it's there's a systemic issue out there to solve, and like attributing responsibility to like one person and saying that, you know, this is a group that is responsible, let's mm-hmm. alienate them, let's not include them in the conversation, mm-hmm. it's like, it's not mm-hmm. solving the problem, right. it's like building the problem.
Right. Although my guess is that the alienation is not the intention. Right? I would assume that it's sort
but
of
it's a byproduct.
It's a byproduct, right? So like, let's do a thought exercise, right? Let's try to both get in, like, very, very deeply into the perspective of somebody who has been here their whole life, has formed exactly the community you mentioned, right?
Yeah.
Like, whether it's in their neighborhood or at this neighborhood bar or at this restaurant that just closed, right? They those places were the site of them finding their tribes in all the ways that we're hungry for.
Yeah.
And that, you know, they found the people that would talk to them that they would talk to. And they've been with them for years, and it's awesome. And now those people have to leave because they can't afford it anymore. And they don't
it's
know
heartbreaking.
If they can stay. So, like, that's why I think it's really tricky, right? It's easy to kind of stand on one side and say, division is bad. Well, yes. Judgment is bad. Yes. But also,
you put themselves in the you
the
put yourself in their shoes.
Yeah. Valid on yeah. both sides. So what do we do? What then do we do? Or like, what comes to mind when you really try to put yourself in that position? Like, maybe you've been in a city that you connected with like really deeply, and like imagine your neighborhood being completely different the next morning.
I do agree, but like, I mean, again, as prudent people, I don't know. I mean, I guess the first impulse is like, ah, these newcomers.
Right.
But, you know, when I sit back, I'm like, I don't want to act on that impulse, you know? Right. I want to think like, okay, I moved here about 40 years ago. I was a newcomer. I had to make new friends. There is a problem. Let's not, 40 years ago, the city welcomed me. I would sort of take that approach. You don't want to hand that same, it's like, I don't know, paying by the same coin. We just don't want to spread that message.
Right.
And Seattle especially. I mean, I remember when I was moving here, it was like, despite the rest of the country facing all of this political tensions and all of that, like, people from my part of the world were very comfortable moving here. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering why. And it's because, like, It's this nuke which is so comfortable, which promises inclusiveness, which promises like equality, which there is no discrimination. It's almost like idealism lives here and breeds here.
Yeah.
And I mean, for a city like that, I think it can grow beyond like, okay, we've lived here for 40 years and like it's what I held dear is being taken away from me. Mm-hmm. It's painful. I'm acknowledging that as the first step, mm-hmm. but I guess not acting just on that is also important.
Right.
Like thinking beyond that is important. This was wonderful. Thank you for the conversation and also like helping me think through more deeply on this.
Yeah, totally. That was really provocative and awesome. Thanks.